I'm Karen Czar with 91.3 WUKY. It's time to hit the road for another Kentucky adventure. Now that fall and fall weather is finally here, it's the perfect time to get the whole family outdoors. And dozens of orchards around the state are giving you the perfect backdrop to celebrate Halloween or have a good old-fashioned harvest fest. We headed to Eckert's Orchard in Versailles. The day there starts long before the sun begins to peek over the horizon, and the first visitor comes to the door. Workers lug loads of pumpkins and display them in decorative mounds. Another employee clears paths with a leaf blower. And inside the country store, shelves are being restocked with apples, jams, cider, and other countless products. It smells like fall. Megan Fields is the farm manager.
The farm's been around for 40 years. The Kinzig brothers started the farm, started the orchard. They also supplied most of central Kentucky with tobacco seed. And then in 2002, agritainment started to really take off. So the Kinzigs were primarily a pick-your-own farm, and then they had a little market, which is still exists here on the farm. It's what's in the parking lot there. And then the Boyds purchased it in 2002, and they built the bigger country store and then all the agritainment stuff. So really, it's been an agritainment farm since 2002.
So what exactly is agritainment? Just follow the hordes of kids, and they'll give you the best tour of the 60-acre layout. You can take a tractor ride out to the pumpkin patches and pick your own perfect gourd. Then stop at the petting zoo and feed the goats, emus, and a camel. There are slides and trampolines, haystacks to climb, a corn maze to get lost in, food, hot apple cider, and you can cap off your trip with an evening bonfire. A group of parents helped a soccer team make s'mores while their kids told ghost stories. It's the perfect day trip to get your family unplugged and outside.
You sure can spend the whole entire day here. A lot of folks come out. We typically have apples August, September, and October. And they can spend the whole day here. They take a wagon ride out. They can pick apples, pumpkins this time of year. However, this year we're out of apples a little earlier this season than we typically are. You can also come out and pick strawberries in the spring, blackberries and peaches in the summer. We have that full agritainment playground. In September and October, we always have a corn maze. And then Friday and Saturday nights, late September through October, we always have our haunted hayride and our bonfire sites.
And Eckert's Orchard isn't just for fun. It's an educational stop for about 600 kids a day each fall.
They learn why honeybees are important and how honey's produced and how pollination happens. They learn how an apple grows, how many seeds are in an apple or a pumpkin. And then they get to actually physically go out to the orchard and pick themselves both apples and pumpkins while they're here.
I actually had the most fun with a hot cup of cider, listening to debates among family members and friends over how to choose the best pumpkin. So when I asked Megan to answer that all-important question, she chose to remain nonpartisan.
Well, that is personal preference, 100%. You know, everybody, Pinterest came along and, you know, everybody's got that decoration or that carving in mind that they want. So that's total personal preference is what it is.
But she will share advice on how to make your pumpkin last longer.
Definitely not put it in direct sunlight because they, you know, once they've been picked, they're obviously not getting the nutrients from the vine and the water that they, you know, require to stay healthy. And I keep it on a cool place on your porch out of the direct sunlight. And that's the best way to preserve it. Typically, they'll last about 10 days, 12 days after you carved them if you do nothing to them. And again, it all depends on temperatures.
Eckert's has been named one of the top best orchards to visit in Kentucky. I'm Karen Czar. Thank you for joining us for another Kentucky adventure on 91.3 WUKY.